Chants like this have been heard in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth as thousands marched against COVID-19 restrictions and vaccine mandates.
We're here for people's rights and to hopefully get democracy back, because I feel like that we're losing it.
We want people to have a choice.
We're here to fight for our rights, our future, everybody's rights.
We're pro-choice. Everybody, you know, has the right to work and earn a living.
In Melbourne, demonstrators have been camped outside of the Victorian Parliament for days, but on Saturday were joined by thousands more. Flanked by police, the crowds marched through the city, demanding the state's controversial pandemic bill be scrapped.
Kill the bill!
Sack down Andrews!
Sack down Andrews!
Leading the march was Independent MP Catherine Cummings, calling for the state government to end vaccine mandates.
We will not support mandates. It has to stop. We can't keep having a separated community. It has to stop now. And this is going to be every day until November next year. Don't believe no poll. This is your poll. This is your street poll.
The so-called freedom rallies have been staged in almost every capital city as part of an international day of protest. Thousands marched to Sydney's Hyde Park, with United Australia Party leader Craig Kelly addressing the crowds.
You only have your freedoms given to you in exchange for some type of good behaviour. You do not live in a free society. You live in a prison camp.
A counter-protest was also staged in Melbourne in support of the Victorian government's public health measures.
I just think it's really important to oppose these anti-vax, far-right thugs.
Daniel Andrews' public health policies were really positive.
There are many Melburnians who are for the vaccination and passionately for it.
Despite a heavy police presence to keep opposing groups separated, there were minor flare-ups as rival demonstrators crossed over. Counter-protest organiser Naui Jimenez says the goal of their event was to stand with health workers and to show that the anti-vaccine, anti-lockdown rallies don't represent all Victorians.
There's a lot of people in Melbourne that have seen what has happened in the streets that are probably feeling like, wow, is that really what the majority of people think? And we're here to say, no, actually, the majority of people support health, measure.
Recent news polls show support for Daniel Andrews has actually grown over the pandemic, but anti-pandemic bill demonstrators eclipse the counter-protest turnout. Both sides are promising to return in the days ahead. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claire Slattery, SBS News.